Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly 3. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place.
Hello, how are you? I am so happy to have you here today. We are talking about all things American Express related today. We are going to do a deep dive on American Express and just all of the things. There's a lot of like little unwritten rules that you need to know when you're about ready to dive into American Express cards. I always recommend starting with Chase first. If you are a beginner and a new person in the US, Chase is just very easy, great redemption partners, a great way to dive in. If you are a more seasoned traveler using points, American Express kind of is your next step. If you are looking at booking some like really amazing business class and first class flights to other countries like Europe and Asia and things like that, then American Express is really where your sweet spot is going to be, both in the US and in Canada. So we're going to do a deep dive on it today. Before I get into things, I am so excited. I booked so much travel this last weekend. My husband fights wildfire in the summertime with heavy equipment. We have a contract with the Forest Service, and so he's always on call. He has been gone since May, I think like 26th or 27th. He's been home a few days like here and there, but for the most part, he's been gone all summer long, and I miss him quite a bit. And so we like to travel a lot in the winter, obviously when it's not fire season. And so because he's been gone and I've been missing him, I'm just booking all kinds of trips so that we have all this great quality time to spend together when he's back. So we're actually going to Phoenix here just in like 2 weeks for my daughter's second birthday. We can drive to Phoenix and be there by like noon. So it's a quick little drive over there. So we're going to spend a couple, 3 nights, I think, over in Phoenix and celebrate her birthday. But the big one that I'm really excited about that I just booked is Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. I have wanted to do an all-inclusive for years now. I never thought I would be able to afford them, and that's why I've never been to one. So I'm really excited. I booked 2 all-inclusives in Mexico, in Puerto Vallarta, one with Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Ziva down there. And then the other one I booked with Marriott. It's a Delta resort. One, the Ziva's on the beach, and then the Delta one's like up in the jungle, and I'm just so excited. They're very like different like vibes that the resorts have. So I wanted to try a couple of them while I was down there, and I just can't wait. We're going to go in October. So there will definitely be a destination day on that one, and I will be sharing all of the stuff, pictures behind the scenes on Instagram. So definitely follow me on Instagram if you don't, at Points to Paradise. And I also wanted to remind you that the Travel Points Academy is up and running. For those of you that live in the US and Canada, there are lessons and modules for all of the banks in both countries and everything you need to know from you don't even know what the heck traveling with points is to having a vacation booked within 3 months of taking the course. So everything is in there. Definitely go ahead and grab that, whether you're a beginner or you're more intermediate, because it really does cover absolutely everything. I do screen recordings with you and show you like step by step how to transfer your points, how to book a hotel with certain brand partners, how to book flights, how to find availability, all of the things. So definitely grab that. I will link it here in the show notes. But let's go ahead and dive into American Express. So let's go over some of the rules first, and then we'll talk about a few of the ways that you can actually use the points. So first thing to know about American Express is they have a rule. It's a once-in-a-lifetime rule, and they have this language written into most of their credit cards on like the big long thing that nobody ever reads before they apply for them. There is a once in a lifetime offer. So you basically, when you sign up for that card and you get that welcome offer or that sign up bonus, whatever you want to call it, you're going to get that once when you get it and you're never going to be eligible to get it again. So even if you closed that card and then opened it up again for that offer, they're not going to give it to you. There is a few things out there that says after 7 years of you closing it, so you not having that card, after 7 years, your credit score history kind of wipes clean and they can't see that you had that card before. So you can always try it later on in the future, but do know that like as you're signing up for this, so like Chase, you can open up their Chase Sapphire Preferred card, the beginner card, and you could close it or after 2 years, downgrade it. And then after 48 months, you're eligible for it again. That's not true with American Express. So just as you're signing up for cards and you're kind of creating your credit card strategy, do keep that in mind that like, okay, let's really maximize on the sign-up bonus because this might be the only time I get it, at least for a very long time. The other thing about Amex, this is actually something I really, really love about them. I actually just applied for an American Express card through Hilton, and I loved this feature when I was applying for it. So you apply for the card, you go through your application just like any other bank, and they will then tell you if you are approved or denied for that card before you hit the submit button to accept that. And then once you hit that submit button, that's when your credit, that hard credit pull is going to be made. So if let's just say I filled out the application because I was curious if I would even qualify, I could then deny it and not have to get it, which is really nice that you can see if you're approved before you get that hard credit pull.
So having that information right when you apply is really nice. The other thing that I really liked when I applied was as soon as I was approved for that card, hit submit, yes, I want the card, they gave me my card information right then and there before they shipped my card, which is really nice because when you do that with Chase, they don't give you your card information and you have to wait for your card in the mail. Most of the time, I'll actually expedite my Chase card to get there quicker. But it was nice to have that. So I actually used my American Express card within like a couple of hours of getting it because I had that information and I had made like an online purchase. And then they send you tracking information. So they just have some really good like customer service around the application process, which I really enjoy. All right, so we're going to dive in to this other topic that is not a like actual hard rule or like even a thing out there. You can definitely Google about it, but it's Amex pop-up jail. And you will hear about this in the points and miles world of people being stuck in the pop-up jail and not being able to get approved for an American Express card. And it makes it really difficult. There's not really anything out there that's like hard and true on what gets you in jail or what gets you out of jail. But I will say definitely like this is why I always recommend starting with Chase also, because American Express can be a little fidgety. I had no problem getting approved for my first card, and usually you won't. It will be later on. So one, they're looking at, obviously, if you're opening up a bunch of cards, if you're spanning them out, which I recommend you do anyway, 90 days for most cards in between, unless there's like some crazy elevated offer or some exception. The other thing that they're looking at is they're going to kind of target you. And again, this isn't like hard and true, so don't like quote me here, but they're looking to see if you're just out there for the sign up bonus. So if they see that you got their card, you used it, got your bonus, and then never used the card again, and you're not using their American Express cards, that's kind of a sign. If you're just sending out all of your referral links and you're not using your card, so they're kind of looking to see if you're really just in it for those big bonus points and you're not really in it to use their product. So if you do get into the pop-up jail, start using whatever American Express card you have and start using that quite a bit just to try and kind of reactivate it. Another thing is like the card. So I have one American Express card and I have a bunch of Chase cards. I will kind of continuously use my American Express card every now and then just to keep it activated and keep it using. Whereas like a lot of my Chase cards are actually in my kitchen drawer right now and I don't use them at all because I'm not working on a sign-up bonus or I don't need points with that specific co-brand or whatever. My American Express one, I'm probably going to keep putting purchases on here and there just to keep it activated so that I don't get into pop-up jail if I decide to apply for an American Express card again, which I definitely will. So I'm just going to try and keep my good graces with them by keeping that utilized and not sitting in a drawer like some of my other cards I might do. All right. Now, this is a fairly new rule that has come out with American Express. This is on their personal cards. So this applies for personal, not business, but there is a order in which you have to get the cards from them. So it goes green, gold, platinum. Green is their lower tiered offer. It's not a very high sign-up bonus, very low annual fee. For a lot of people in the points and mile world, this is actually not even really worth getting. But do know if, let's just say you went straight to the platinum, which is going to be your high-end $600+ annual fee, both in the US and Canada. It's a very high-end travel card. This is one if you are a heavy traveler. This is like when you want in your wallet. But if you were to go straight for the platinum and get that platinum card and not have the green or the gold, you would then not be eligible to apply for them. So you have to go in order of green, gold, platinum if you want all of the cards. So just for example, like the green card, it's not really worth it to some people. And if you just didn't want to get that card, you could skip it and then get your gold card and then go on to platinum. So definitely here again, have some sort of strategy because you don't want to go grab that platinum card and then be like, oh man, I can't get the gold sign up bonus. I can't get that card because of going out of order. Again, this is for personal cards only, not business cards, but do keep that in mind because if you go straight from platinum, you're going to lose out on points that you could have had with another card and limit the amount of cards that you would be able to get with American Express. So those are kind of just the like overall rules of American Express, just some things that you should know about them. Now I'm going to dive into some of their transfer partners and all the different ways that you could use your points. I'm going to go over both US and Canada. So all the ones that I will say for like Canada, US has, they share those. Canada is just a lot more limited to the transfer partners that they have. So we're going to start with hotels. And so for hotels with US American Express cards, you can transfer your points to Marriott and Choice at a 1-to-1 and then Hilton at a 1-to-2, which is really good value for Hilton. So if there is a hotel that you're wanting to get that 1-to-2 ratio, that's pretty good. For Canada, you can do 1-to-1 with Hilton and then 1-to-1.2 with Marriott. Again, especially for Canada, I know it's very hard for you to earn points for hotels there. It is not as easy as it is in the US to earn those points. And so this is really, American Express is your only way to earn hotel points unless you had a co-branded card, and the only co-branded ones are with Marriott. So do keep that in mind. So if you are wanting to stay at some Hilton, yes, it's going to cost a lot of points, but this is really your only way is through American Express, is to be able to transfer points so that you can stay at hotels. Going into airlines. So for Canada, you have Air Canada, and these are going to be the same for the US. Air France, British Airways, Cathay Pacific, Etihad, and Delta. So you have a lot of options in the US. We have those, including so many other. You have Virgin Atlantic, you have JetBlue, you have
Emirates, you have Hawaiian Airlines, you have Singapore Airlines, ANA, just Cathay Pacific. I mean, so many options. Qantas, I mean, the list goes on and on. So American Express, especially in the US, is really the like go-to for the nice first class, business class flights. If you've gotten into Chase cards and you've gone through those kinds of points and you've done the beginners, Hyatt and Southwest Airlines and like the basics, and you're really looking to level up in your travel game, or you're looking to start traveling more internationally to other countries and see some other places and fly those business class, first class flights, American Express is really the way to do it, because there are so many transfer partners that, like, if you wanted to go to Europe and you were planning a trip there, you have tons of options to use your points. And so you can look at ANA, Air Canada, Singapore, and like find the best sweet spot, find the best redemption for your points, because there's so many different flights that are going to Europe, for example. So you have a lot of really good options, and you can find some amazing business class and first class flights for both Canada and the US. So this is really a premium, I don't know, I would say points card for those types of flights. Again, you can use them for hotels and airlines, but a lot of the time people are using these Amex points for these really nice flights. So that's kind of where you would venture in. Again, like me, I just got a co-branded card because I was looking at Hilton. But again, Hilton is like the higher end luxury resort. And I've always done like Hyatt and Marriott, and this card had a really good offer. And so I'm kind of leveling up to more of the like bougie, fancy resorts and flights and those kinds of things. And that's kind of where American Express comes into play. So looking at some of the airline partners, Air Canada is a really, really good one. So you can use your points from Canada and the US for Air Canada. There's some really good flights to Asia on here. And the great thing about Air Canada is they will not charge for free stopovers. So you can book a flight, let's just say to Asia, and then have a stopover, which would basically be a layover in another city. But you can extend that. So you could just lay over there for several days and make an entire vacation out of your stopover on your way to Asia. So this is a really great thing that I like about this airline, is you can make an entire free vacation just by your stopover. ANA is another really good one if you're looking to go to Europe or Tokyo. There's lots of options, both in economy and first class. This is for the US cards only. Singapore Air is a really good one to find those sweet spots with other airline partners. So Alaska Airlines is a really good one to find these ones. You can find actually really good flights to Hawaii through Singapore Air by partnering with Alaska. So you're going to book through Singapore Airlines, but the actual flight that you book on Singapore Airlines is going to be an Alaskan Airways flight. So it's, again, one of those things that you kind of do after you've been in the points and miles world a little bit and you've dove in. You can start crossing these partners and these airline alliances and finding these really good redemptions because you have a plethora of points through all of these flexible banks, and you can really just find the best redemption because you have unlimited options with your points. Flying Blue is another really good one for business and first class flights to Europe. I love Flying Blue. So this is, if you hear of Air France and KLM, they go through Flying Blue. It's their program. So if you go to Flying Blue's website, then you can branch out to KLM or Air France, and you can find some really, really good redemptions. They do a lot of sales that you can find some amazing redemptions with your points for business class to Europe. Delta is one that we share with Canada and the US. Also, Flying Blue is Canada as well. That is a really good sweet spot for Canada, people who have American Express cards. Delta, I'm always a little leery. I know there's like hardcore Delta lovers out there, but Delta is like the higher end. So when you're looking at hotels and
You're like, Hyatt's amazing and Marriott's a little bit better, but then Hilton is just like outrageous with points. Delta is the same in airlines. So you can find really good redemptions with a lot of the airlines that I just mentioned. But when you're looking at Delta, it's going to be really expensive. Now, of course, you can find promos and sales and really good sweet spots, I'm sure, as well. But it's very far and few between. And Delta tends to be very high in points. So definitely have that as like your last option. Go through everything, all the airlines, every flight option before you go there. And I can guarantee you that everything else is going to have a better points redemption than that. So those are some really good ones. British Airways is also another one that I really like to go through. There's a lot of partner airlines as well, and you can find some really good flights all over the world through British Airways, and that's through US cards and Canada cards as well. So those are kind of the places I would use points if I had American Express. That's everything that you really need to know before you dive into American Express. Like I said, if you're a beginner, if you don't have a card yet, or maybe you have one card, definitely, this is just my opinion, but I would stick with Chase for just a little bit, kind of get your feet wet, figure out all the transfer partners, all of that kind of stuff, and then dive into American Express. And then the other thing is, even if, like, let's just say you are a beginner and you've done a few points redemptions and stuff, if you want to go to Europe or like one of those big trips, then yes, absolutely open an American Express card for your flights, because that's going to be a really great way. Yeah, you can do it with Chase points as well, I'm not saying that, but American Express just has so many transfer partners in more of those like international flight transfer partner airlines that would be the best route. Like, we're looking at going to New Zealand here within the next couple of years, and I'm definitely going to start racking up American Express points for that trip. So I hope this was helpful for you. Always just send me a message or a DM or an email, letting me know if you like these episodes, if there's anything that you want me to talk about or have a podcast episode on. I'm always open to feedback. I love it when you guys share the episodes on your stories on Instagram. It really does help spread the reach and get this podcast out, because everybody should know how to travel for free using points and miles. So I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you next week.